Blog Talk Radio.
You tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. You've built your wall so high that no one could climb. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful tonight?
And blessings. This is Bahama Dia, God's elected anointed queen of hip-hop, letting you know you are now listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays. Get inspired.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays. Let's go. You're on and tuned in with Emma E2K, your gracious host. Every Monday, I'm so blessed to be here, to have the opportunity to be in the airwaves and have, you know, thousands and thousands of people share in this piece that I get every Monday morning. I get amped up, but I'm amped up in a motivational sense. I'm amped up in peace, you know? And the purpose of the show for the first time listeners is to be able to motivate you to get you pumped up for the rest of the week, you know? Everybody calls Monday, you know, like gloom Monday and negative Monday, but I'm trying to change that tone. I believe that we can change it to motivational Monday. And I know it's motivating for me. You know, I'm just grateful that I have my eyes open, that I'm, you know, that I've seen another day, that I'm able to plan for another week and, you know, and just leave it all in God's hands, man. Amen. So I want to first start with, of course, everything I did this past weekend. Well, let me go back to the last week. Happy birthday to all the Aquarius. And, of course, the Aquarius closed off on February 18 and then February 19, which is my born day, leader by birth. The Pisces again. So shout out to all the Pisces that will continue to celebrate, have already started, and will continue to celebrate for the whole month and for, like, the middle of March. Next month will be our CEO, Lucky Lunch's birthday, on the 19th as well. Yes, I'm the February 19th, she's March 19th. So shout out to my fellow Pisces sister. And all those celebrating a birthday, you know, I see ya. Shout out to ya. Thank you, everyone, for all the birthday wishes. The texts, the email, the Instagram. I mean, it was so, so overwhelming. I had a great, great, great day. I ended it, of course, by going to the beach. And, you know, look, watching the sunset. It was beautiful. I took pictures. I posted. Those that are following me, make sure you follow me on my public page, Emma E2K. And those that personally know me can follow, you know, my personal page. If not, make sure you go to the website, which is EmmaE2K.com. Make sure you follow us, Lush Radio, on all social networks. We're Lush Radio online. And also follow Emma Easter King. Follow us, and we'll follow you, and then we'll tell you who you need to be following, you know? The point is that we get up and we welcome each day as a blessing, because each day is a blessing, you know? Let's not forget, you open your eyes today, okay? Be blessed by that.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser. I didn't know. tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. I hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. But life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. 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 So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma Ikute. Wake up, wake up, wake up, it's Monday. Find yourself, discover yourself. Wake up, it's Monday. You're on Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma Ikute. Wake up, open those eyes. I'll wait a minute. Okay, you open your eyes, you're up. Cool. The reality is you could be amazing, genuine, and sincere, but still be overlooked because, honestly, people don't want something real anymore. They just want reasons to complain and excuses to avoid. Having a good thing is so hard because meeting a strong person is so rare. So I've learned to respect when people run from me. I realize my kind of love ain't for everybody. I'm at peace with that. I hope you know, learn to be at peace with yourself. I'm always, you know, letting everyone know that it's nothing like self-love. And it's true because it goes back to if you don't love yourself, you won't allow others to love you. You can't receive what others are trying to give you, you know. You're blocked off from that, you know. You can't fully even commit because how can you get something that you don't have or you don't feel? So it first starts with you, you know. Find yourself, know yourself, discover yourself, and love yourself before you can step up forward to be able to want to share or want to receive anything from anyone, you know. You cannot miss an opportunity because the universe will keep presenting them to you. If you think you have missed an opportunity, you will not feel good, and you definitely won't be on the frequency to receive the right opportunity. Have faith. The universe has unlimited opportunities to present to you and unlimited ways to get your attention. You will see on the right opportunity. And that's the little clip that I got from The Secret. You know, I'm always writing stuff from The Secret. Those who are following me know that I'm always quoting the law of attraction, which, you know, I practice the law of attraction. That's why I constantly, always trying to throw out positive vibes, positive everything, because, you know, that's what I want to receive back. And 99% of the time, that is what I receive back. So I must be in tune with the law, you know. So that's how it works. You know, you throw out positiveness and you get it back. Also, if you throw out negative stuff and then you're scratching your head at home wondering why, you know, good things are going to happen to me, why all this, you know, bad stuff is happening to me. you know, you got to ask yourself, what are you throwing out there? Because what you're throwing out there is what's going to come back to you, you know? So just be careful with that. And have a lovely day.
Up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Lovely day it is. It was lovely yesterday, and it's an even better tomorrow. It'll be a better tomorrow, and today, Monday, is definitely a motivational day. Big shout out to Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. Saturday, March 1st, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Hostel Community College in the main theater. Hostel Community College is located at 450 Grand Concourse at 149th Street, Bronx, New York. You could take the trains, the 2, the 4, the 5, and you could take the bus, BX1 and the BX19, to that location. they're having, if you've never been to a Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen, what it is a platform that La Tere, the queens, La Tere, and Kathleen have made for the youth. They come out and display their talents in a safe and loving environment. I've been there a couple of years, and it's only but families, mothers with their children, the whole family, you know, papa, mama, and the kids. And it's all ages. You see grandmas and the uncles, and it's just everyone. It's a whole, it's a family, family affair. Please go on and support it, because the more you go out and support it, they can continue to do this every year. I've asked to be on board as an official sponsor for next year. So, I mean, I've always supported and I continue to support it regardless, because it's a great cause. But it's definitely celebrating sisterhood. And you know, you guys that know me know I'm all about sisterhood. And this definitely sets a great positive tone. All the work that, you know, that we're doing out there with the families, you know, just creating a positive environment and creating positive role models, you know. The role models of today are getting crazy. I don't know if it's the money or what it is, but they're kind of, you know, losing it. And I don't know who is it that told them that, you know, they need to act crazy or go beyond themselves in order to get recognition. One time you do something crazy, yeah, you can draw attention, but now you're doing all type of crazy stuff. It's like, really? Do you need to really do all that? Like, is that really necessary? You know, I don't know. But anyway, shout out to all my sisters, Queen Salute, all the sisters that are performing. Mimi Ali, I believe, is hosting this year. Unfortunately, I will miss it this year, but next year I definitely will be there on deck. But please, please, since I won't be able to attend, do me a favor, tag me. Let me know that you support this cause, because I definitely support it. And I know that you guys support everything that I support, because I support only positive things, and I support only things that are about something, you know what I mean, that are meaningful, that especially people that give back to their community. And, you know, La Tere is from the Chi-Town, you know. She still comes down and represents from the Bronx. I mean, you know, I know she has ties in the Bronx as well, but she travels, you know. Shout out to Kathleen, who's been doing this, you know, from day one. But, you know, this is what I'm saying. Get out there and actually do the work. Don't just talk about it. Don't complain about it. Get out there and do the work. You know, I know it's not easy, but with a smile, anything is possible.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile. Even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and
easy.
Juicy Buds.
Today's a new day, but tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still. Whatever you're in right now.
Smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, oh, oh.
Smile, don't let no one steal your joy. Everybody can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. Dr. Martin Luther King. Shout out to Dr. Martin Luther King.
Seems like your heart stopped working the minute they close the curtain. You take off your mask and take off your costume, and if anyone asks, you're taking a small break and drinking some coffee, but everyone knows what you're doing. Seems like the bus moves slower just cause you got somewhere to go, so you take a few pills in Beverly Hills, but if anyone asks, you got a prescription, you got an addiction, who do you think that you're fooling? John Doe, I just want a John I know. Once you put the drinks on hold, maybe you could come back home, John Doe.
Addicted to something. Everybody got a got grip on the something. Even if it's just a feel, the response of a feel. Maybe once, maybe twice, maybe hundreds of times. Hundreds of times, without it, it's just harder to function at times. You race to the bottom of every single bottle as if there was someone or something to find. You struggle in your mind and you tell yourself lie after lie till you get to the point where it's no longer private. The people that you work with notice the signs. When you walk in the room, it gets noticed, be quiet. So you break up the silence. You say you've been at the gym, but the way that you look can't blame on the diet. So what you hiding? Smashed too many freaks, had too much to drink, left the club, ended up in custody, random drug test, passed it luckily. My girl broke up with me cause she walked in suddenly with a woman up under me. I told her, wait, it ain't what it looked like. I must have slipped and fell, clenching me. Well, at least I admit it, cause the worst you could do is to do it and not be mad enough to say that you did it. That's just how you prevent it. Well, I ain't no different. I love all the money, the fame, and the parties with beautiful women. I spent so much time as an underground artist, cause I was afraid to succumb to the business and what I become. But that what you judge you become, the path with the greatest resistance. That's how the tables can turn when they pivot and change your perspective and flip your entire position. My whole life I've been dying and wishing to live and experience everything possible. When I told them my dreams, they just said it ain't logical. Now I can see it, it's optical.
That's all the John Doe's, you know, come back home, man. Find yourself. I know it's not the easiest thing in the world, but find yourself. And come, you know, come around the people that love you. There's a lot of people that are feeling alone, then beat up, and think that there's no one that cares. There's always someone that cares. You're just running away from them. Come back home. Come back to the arms of the ones who love you.
Thank you. every other day.
Peace and blessings. This Bahamadia, God's elected anointed queen of hip-hop, letting you know you are now listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays. Get inspired.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Motivational Mondays, man. I'm here, blessed to be here another week, another week just to be able to give a positive message or be an inspiration or motivation to those that say that, you know, they listen to the show for that, which is the purpose of the show. But I just want to let you know that my motivation and inspiration really comes from you guys, my listeners, my followers, all those that support me through all, you know, my different events, through the 30 years I've been in this industry, that I've gotten more love than anything else. So it's only right if I'm receiving all this love to be able to give it back. And it's awesome to turn around and see how we've inspired a group of artists that are coming up and are actually being more conscious about their music and about what they're bringing out, you know, to this universe, because the music is getting really crazy. I mean, listen, I do radio, and yes, I play music, but I'm blessed to be able to have a boss that's conscious. Well, he doesn't like to be called boss, but a partner, you know, my sister partner, the owner of the radio station, LushRadioOnline.org. I'm blessed that he gives me full reign of doing what I believe is right and playing the music that I feel, you know, should get some light. Some that, you know, I like for different reasons. There's some days I wake up and I want to listen to some hip-hop, or I want to listen to some jazz or R&B or whatever it is my, you know, my music palette calls for. And that's great to be able to listen to all genres of music and not staying stuck in one. But all in all, no matter what you're listening to, is usually the lyrics that bring you in. You know, some will argue with me and say it's the beat. I say it's the lyric because, you know, as a writer, of course, and as a poet, I pay attention more to the lyrics than I do the beat. Yes, granted, the beat does draw you in, but the lyrics is what delivers that feeling, that whether you're going to be hyped about that song, whether you're going to feel love, whether you're going to have a great memory or a bad one. So it's definitely the lyrics that guide you to tap into your emotional sense. And as writers of music, we need to be more conscious about what we're bringing out. What are we saying to the world, you know? Not only about you, but what are we saying to the world in general? You know, what is it, what's the message that we really want to get out there to the youth that are wilding out and acting like I don't know what, you know? We need to be able to spread a little more, you know, message of love, because if we don't, we're all going to be doomed. You know, the kids of today is the future tomorrow, and the future is not looking too bright, I'm afraid. So we all need to step in. Again, stop complaining, you know, stop finding other heroes and other heroes and other role models for your children when you're the one that should step up and be that first one on deck, one that your children look at and want to implement. So, you know, don't just say to your kids, oh, do this, do that, but lead by example, you know. Kids need to see examples of what is it that you want them to become. So if you want them to be productive people in society, let them see that, you know. That begins with you. And for those that are going through real hardships right now, looking for a companion or friend or, you know, just someone to listen to them. Who against me is what you need to say. Who against me? Artie, big shout out to Artie, to Johnny O, and to Legit for this one.
like being independent, not so much of an investment. No one to tell me what to do. I like being by myself, don't gotta entertain anybody else. No one to answer to. But sometimes I just want somebody to hold, someone to give me the jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand, pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. No, if you're out there, tend to shut people out. I like my space, yeah, yeah. But I'd love to have a soulmate, and God will give them to me someday. And I know it'll be worth the wait. Oh, jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand, pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. So if you're out there,
but now she's left. Can't you tell?
you will be okay. Just make sure that you stay true to yourself and that you love yourself. Again, it always is going to come down to how you view yourself, how you love yourself. Because without no self-love, there's no opening for anyone else to come and love you and to see, you know, the worth that you got, the beauty that's inside. I want to meet somebody that can see beneath my beautiful. I already know I'm beautiful, and I don't say that in a conceited way. I just say it because I love myself. I'm, you know, at a point in my life where I value myself.
Mm-hmm.
I love myself to the point that, you know, I don't need nobody to confirm that. You know what I'm saying? I'm solid where I stand professionally, you know, as a mother, you know, and all the hats that I wear in my life, I'm, you know, I stand on my 2 feet. You know, some people say that's a little dangerous. People get scared of somebody that doesn't need you to, you know, confirm that, okay, you're beautiful, you're good, you're strong. I don't need that. And again, I don't say that, you know, in any other way, but just in a positive way. So shout out to all those that know themselves, that love themselves, that can be like, good God, look at themselves in the mirror and be like, damn, you sexy. Because without you yourself, you know, feeling that type of love and admiration for yourself, then, you know, you just hold no space for someone else to be able to come in and see the beautiful, you know, the being. Oh, God, I just started. This is what happens when I try to multitask and start reading texts and inboxes and all this stuff at the same time. Okay, I'm focused. All right, so in the last 2 minutes of the show, I just want to remind everyone, you know, that if no one has told you today they love you, I love you. I'm sending a big hug and a smiley face so you can be able to hold that on and carry it on through your whole week. Shout out to all those that are celebrating again the birthday. Shout out to all the Aquariuses and the Pisces and everybody that's celebrating this whole week. I'll see you next week, but I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite songs, which is Beneath Your Beautiful. You got to listen to this song, like really listen to it, and then you understand the message that I was trying to give out today. Peace and love. Salute.
You tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. You've built your wall so high that no one could climb. But I'm gonna try, would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl, take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside, would you let me see beneath your beautiful?